This picture of three flowers is one that I got pretty much by accident. I was actually trying to get a picture of a yellow house with a red door, and I got that picture, but I didn't post it here yet. I might post it someday, but this particular yellow house with a red door, and there's like a blue coffee table or a picnic table outside, it's a house that I pass by a lot, and I want to get a good picture of it, and I haven't gotten a good picture of it yet. Due to lighting and other things, I've gotten pictures, but it's just not quite what I want. So I was walking away, and I saw this particular flower bed. And I thought, why not? And a lot of these flowers were about a foot and a half tall, so I didn't have to like bend over too far to get a good perspective on things. And even though, to me, shots like this are not that hard to get, especially when you've got a prime lens. And I'm not trying to be all like uppity here, but seriously, if you get a prime lens and you can get a super wide aperture, you point that thing at any flower and it's going to look like golden. So if you like pictures of flowers, get a prime lens because that will up your game by like a factor of 1,000. So anyway, I saw this flower bed and I thought, well, sure, I like flowers. We'll take a few pictures. And I shot a few pics at F4, and you can see one of them on the blog. And my goal for the first couple pictures I took was to show one flower in focus and then have the rest, like more flowers behind it, kind of for context, a little bit of background. And I didn't check the results in camera. I usually don't look at my photos in camera, just as a way of training myself to be more present in the moment. I usually look at the photos in Lightroom and not on my camera. But as I was shooting this, I thought, you know, F4 is probably a little too wide of depth of field. And I just had this sense that it wasn't working out how I wanted it to. So I moved over like 2 feet and I found this group of three flowers together. And I figured I'd shoot this at f1.8. And I usually don't go to f1.8 unless I really need to, because the depth of field is so shallow that it's kind of unwieldy. But I figured, why not? I didn't have a lot invested in this. I was taking 30 seconds here to take some photos and figured I might as well try it. I used aperture priority, shot this at ISO 100 because it was a bright sunny day. And even then, my camera still calculated a shutter speed of 1/8,000th of a second for a proper exposure. And I want to pause for a minute and say, yay for more expensive DSLRs, or I guess more higher quality DSLRs. I shot this on my D7100. And I also, you know, I talk a lot about my D200. Both of those cameras have a max shutter speed of 1/8,000th of a second. And keep in mind, the D200, which is most of the pictures on this blog, I just sort of happen to have the 7100 by accident. The D200 you can buy online for $200. And it has features that outclass a lot of DSLRs many times its price today, such as a 1/8,000th of a second shutter speed. Most DSLRs today go to 1/4,000th of a second. And that's fine for most situations. But when you need that extra push over the cliff, as Nigel Tufnell from Spinal Tap would say, it's nice to have access to a super fast shutter of 1/8,000th of a second. So anyway, back to your regularly scheduled podcast here. Back to this picture. My goal for this was to have the viewer see the flower in the middle first, which is a little bit of a departure for me. Usually I put the subject off to one side, but here I wanted it in the middle just for something different. And then my goal was that the viewer would see first that flower in the center, then the flower on the right that's above it a little, and then after that, maybe the flower behind it, the third flower on the bottom left. All these three flowers together, my goal was to use those to give a sense of depth and context here, to illustrate that it's not just a flower in isolation, but there's more going on. You see the other flowers receding into the background. You see the greenery. You see that stripe of sidewalk behind it. And all these were split-second decisions. Again, I only took like 30 seconds for this whole exercise. And even though I say that this photo is nothing really special, it really is in some ways the culmination of several years of practice. So if I had noticed this particular flower patch when I first started taking pictures, I would have not ended up with this. I would have ended up with just a cheesy picture that would not look so good. But now, because I've sort of trained myself to do all these things, I get a photo like this that I like. And you might not like this. You might look at this and think, oh, that's kind of boring, nothing special here. But I kind of like it. And ultimately, that's really the goal for me as a photographer, to make pictures that I like. And I like this one. So it's all right if it's not something crazy, groundbreaking, or special. And the lesson here that I take away from this, that maybe you'll take away from this at all, also, is that just take pictures of what you like. In other words, don't not take a picture of something because you don't think you should. Maybe you're going past a scene or you've got something in mind and you think, oh, I've already got dozens or hundreds of pictures of my cat or pictures of flowers or pictures of cookies or whatever. And so you think, I'm not going to take it this time because I've already got a bunch of those. Well, that's okay. You should try and improve yourself. You should look for variety in the pictures you take. But it's also okay to take that picture. Just because you've got 100 others like it on your computer doesn't mean that this one won't be really special to you. It's okay to try new things, but it's also okay just to shoot pictures of what you like.